after me. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And we are expressing our grateful with attitude to these personalities, so we can recite together. Narayanam Namaskritam Narancaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudirayet Nasta Prayesu Abhadresu Nittam Bhagavata Sevayam Bhagavate Uttamas Loke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistaki. Today we are reciting Canto 2, Chapter 6, Verse 2. And this chapter entitled Purusha Sukta Confirmed. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, this chapter entitles very interesting. Cannot find about the purpose of the creation. So, synonyms first. Sarva all asunam, different kind of life air. Cha and Vayu of the air, Cha also, Tat his, Nashe in the nose, Parama Ayane in the transcendental generating center, Ashino of the Ashin Kumar demigods, Ashodinam of all medicinal and herbs, Cha also, Grana his smelling powers, Moda pleasure, Pramodaya specific sports. Sarvasunam cha bayoscha tanna se paramayane ashino aushadinam cha Grana moda pramodaya sarvasunam cha bayuscha tanna se paramayane ashvinar aushadinam cha Grana moda pramodaya sarvasunam cha bayuscha tanna se paramayane ashvinor aushadinam cha Grana moda pramodaya. Please chant. Sarvasunam cha bayuscha nase paramayane Asino Sadinam Cha Anomoda Pramodayo Sarvasanam Chabayuscha Sannase Paramayane Asino Roshadinam Cha Anamuda Pramodayo Sarvasunam Chavayuscha Annase Paramayane Asino Sadinam Cha Anamora Pramodayo. Mothers, Sarvasunamscha Bayuscha Annase Paramayane Asino Roshadinamcha Rano Mora Pramodayo Sarvasunamscha Payuscha Annase Paramayane Asino Roshadinamcha Rano Mora Pramodayo. Okay, translation and no purport. It's very interesting. They purposely gave me this. I just found out yesterday, so I asked Mother Sri Gaurangi. He said, you have enough content. That's like very... She was merciful to me. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. His two nostrils are the generating centers of our breathing and of all other airs. His smelling powers generate the Ashwin Kumar demigods and all kinds of medicinal herbs, and his breathing energies produce different kind of fragrance. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurudeva Namah Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakantamsa Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschata Deshatarine Vancha kalpa taru vesha kripa sindhu bhaye bacha patita nam pavanebho vaishnadebho namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktamina Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. I remember some time back, couple years back, no, maybe 4 years back, I was giving a summary on chapter by chapter through Ishkan Bhagavat Mahavidyalaya, the education center in Vrindavan. So this chapter, we divided into three categories. One is connect, second is universal creation, third is total theology. So 1 to 3 chapter is connect. And I found a very interesting purport of Srila Prabhupada about in relation to these chapters. So I'm going to read this. This is lecture 4th September 1966, New York. Santa means the person who are sadhu, who are pious. They can cut off their words, they can cut off by their words our attachment with this material world. I hope you all are aware, this canto is all about universal form. And this is the only canto has a 3 chapter all about universal form. Just to help us to cut off. Cut off doesn't mean we die from, means our affinity, our liking to this world, separately from Krishna, will be cut off. So Prabhupada says here, they can cut off by their words our attachment with this material world. They can cut off, again he repeated, just like Krishna is speaking to Arjuna. What is the idea of speaking so many things? Just to cut off his attachment from the so-called material affection. He is affected with something which is stumbling his progress in his own duty. So he is, Krishna is presenting his Bhagavad Gita just to cut off. Cut off. Santa evahi chindanti uktibihi. Uktibihi chindanti means cut. Now, for cutting something, we require some sharpened instrument. But here, to cut off the mind from attachment, it requires sharpened ukti. Ukti means words, sharpened topics. There should not be, just like when a person cuts something, there is no mercy. Similarly, when a sadhu or a person saint speak to his student, he does not make show any mercy. He speaks the truth so that his mind may be cut off from the unreal attachment. Isn't so sweet? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So chapter 6 today, yesterday it began with Ram Govinda Prabhu, and he gave a very nice explanation. This chapter 6 talks about Purusha Sukta. I'm sure you all grow up with it. In Mayapur, at least we grow up hearing every day the Gurukul is singing in the, where is right now is not visible, but used to be near the lotus fountain. And every day they used to chant, because they used to chant morning and evening, we memorized it. Sahasra Shirsha Purusha Sahasraksha Sahasrapat. Even though I never sat down there, but I memorized just by hearing for years and years, decades I would say. So Purusha Sukta, a famous hymn from the Rig Veda, which is dedicated to the cosmic being, Purusha, is the prayers uttered by Brahmaji at the time of creation. This is the whole chapter.
It's called Purusha.
It explains how all things, past, present, future, emanates from and rest in the Purusha. Srimad Bhagavatam confirms this Purusha to be Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. Is not somebody else. Is the same Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. The whole, from his navel, the stem came. All the planets is within the stem. It's not like outside floating. But that stem is not a stem, I think, of this world. It's a giant. Srimad Bhagavatam confirms this Purusha to be Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, who is imminent in the manifested world and simultaneously transcendental to it. Brahmaji explained in this chapter the significance of the mouth, nostril, eyes, skin, because as every day you'll see the different speaker talks about particular part of the Mahapurusha's body, but it's the same as Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, it's a related. Hairs, nails, arms, feet, genitals, anus, rectum, back, veins, belly, and heart of the universal form. He went on to establish that regardless of one's qualification and so-called greatness, no living being, us, can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead in totality. One is impelled to surrender because if the Lord is unaware of his limits, how can we ever understand? I hope it makes sense to all of you. So I made a little notes this morning. I'm going to share with you what I understand, the summary, because there's no purport on this. So I'll just give a little summary of this whole chapter. This is all about universal creation. I'm sure many of you can relate. Sometimes we wonder how I became disconnected. Even though I read many, many times Jaiva Dharma, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada's different lecture, negative, positive, both sides. 3.29-26, 3.26. There's so many quotes, it's almost like the opposite. So I always wonder, like, how did I disconnect from Krishna in the first place? Of course, I got satisfaction from those research. So I'm going to share what it is, boils down to me. When Srila Prabhupada was once asked why Krishna created the material world, I'm sure you heard this because that was a very heavy voice he had. He emphatically replied, because you wanted it. In the Facebook, I put it there too. Prabhupada was very heavy and you could see. Because you wanted it. The Lord endows each living being with the free will to exist separately from him. And the universal creation facilitates that choice. Now here we'll see Sukhdev Goswami narrated now how Brahma, the engineer of the universe, explained the process of material creation to his son Narad Muni. When we understand the greatness of God, yesterday Ram Govinda Prabhu narrated very nice how to appreciate God's creation. And we should not take it lightly. I found something very secret because, how do I word it in a few words? Nobody can live, Prabhupada says in the preface of Nectar Devotion, without loving someone. And if you don't agree, you are a liar. Because I believe 100% what Prabhupada says about it. And I experienced that. So nobody can live without loving someone, but that search, whether philanthropist or politician or scientist or whoever, trying to find that completeness, will never come to completely complete or happy until they discover the beloved is Krishna. Now question is, when you come to this point, then you have to find out how to develop love for Krishna. How? Something you have within you, that is called bhava or rati, attachment to Krishna. 10.14.7 in the purport, Sanatana Goswami Pad writes that Krishna gives a particular sentiment to each soul for him to reciprocate and establish that relationship. So from that angle, each devotee, each soul actually is very important to relation to Krishna. We can never ever look down any soul, whether it's a devotee or not devotee. Especially devotee, we should always respect, because from Krishna's perspective, each soul has a particular relationship and particular way to nourish the Lord. I cannot do it, nobody can do it. So each soul is important. Now, to awaken that, you need to trace the rati or attachment that you have, that sentiment within your heart. And in order to awaken that attachment, rati, you have to do sadhana, very strong sadhana every day. At least the five things you must do. The five most important things. First one is sadhu sangha, then nama kirtan, hearing Bhagavatam every day, and then must worship deity. Look at the deity. You cannot say you live in a temple, whether it's your house or something, without a form of a god. That's very interesting, the way Prabhupada also put, temple means five things, he said also. It was very interesting, the way he put it. Because a lot of our temple, like I go to Brooklyn Temple, from the outside it looks like a five-star hotel to me. Because there are so many hotels around, it's a very affluent area. And there is no Gopuram, like a big dome or, you know, like a temple in South India. It looks like, oh, this looks like a temple. But most of our, in the West, the temples are, looks like a flat apartment house or building. But according to the definition of temple, these are perfectly temple, because you have a deity, a form to see the beautiful transcendental form of the Lord, whether deity or a painting or something. Then you have a Bhagavatam recitation, you have a chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you have a devotee association where attraction and inspiration will be there every day. And the last thing Prabhupada put, anybody would guess? Out of five, I said four. What is the number five? Who said something? Huh? Dham. No, that is the dham, if you have these five things. I said four things. One. Prasadam. Thank you. How can we forget this? Prasadam. And Prabhupada said like this. This is what makes a temple. So, thank you. So when we understand the greatness of Krishna, how he creates, how he maintains, how he enters the material universes, our appreciation for his loving compassion increases. So this is what chapter 4, 5 and chapter now 6. Now how did it begin? So I made a little note of Srila Prabhupada's one purport. The material creation is but a temporary exhibition of the material energy of the Almighty God. Oh, I didn't finish the previous talk. So when you awaken the rati bhav, that time Krishna will give you the love of Godhead. It is not the love of Godhead, you know, you going to make it. When Krishna sees my earnest desire to serve and my prayers for his mercy and the devotee's mercy, and I'm behaving properly to be a very good candidate to serve, then he will sanction it. then you will feel complete joyful status. So living entity are constitutionally eternal servitor of the Lord, but some of them, because of misuse their independence, including me, do not wish to serve. Therefore, they are allowed to enjoy the material nature, which is called, somebody help me, Maya, illusion. Thank you. Just to make sure. Why is this universe created? Question. Why is this universe created? The material world provides an opportunity for the errant soul to simulate the role of being the controller and enjoyer. Even yesterday, this gentleman was telling me over phone, he says, well, I have to take care, I have to maintain this. And then I said, that's exactly what God does. You're trying to imitate a little bit. Why not you say you are instrument of God to maintain them? Why are you taking the credit? You have to maintain. This is the imitation. He said, oh my God, I never thought that. I said, yeah. He says, this is true. So initial ingredients and impetus for creation comes from Lord Vishnu, after which Brahma takes over as the engineer. You can say architect also, engineer also, both. The various living beings assume the role of subsequent controllers by developing their energies in crafting cities, alachua, communities, families, homes. As long as we have a desire that this is for a devotee to live comfortable, then it's bhakti. If it is just, well, I want to build my house the way I want, I may be devotee, but this is what I like, it's still karma mixed. So we have to be very careful. Our sojourn in this material world can be likened to a movie. Just as a movie is essentially a manipulation of a white light, the material world is similarly a combination of various transformations of the material energy. Now the movies, I hope you all had a chance to see movies sometime. Movies tend to be based around the aspiration and dreams of the audience. In the same way, the material world is manufactured according to the desire of the each of us, soul. Unfortunately, just as watching a movie never truly fulfills our desire, our activities in the material world never bring the full satisfaction we yearn for. Movies have an entrance fee. I hope you all know that. Even with Prabhupada's movie, we had to pay. Was it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had to pay, I remember, in Gainesville. Movies have an entrance fee. And similarly, to enter the movie of the material world, one simply needs an accumulation of karma. By the way, I researched first birth, Prabhupada says, Brahmaji, also first birth is human being. Because without human being, there is no karma. Animal doesn't do karma. Why? Animal is a result of karma, you can say. While we have good and bad reaction in our stock, we return to the material world to settle the balance. Just as people hop from movie to movie, experiencing different flavors and emotions, the entangled living being hops from universe to universe in various forms of life. What they are trying to experience, the variety of what's on offer. One devotee in Alachua, I won't say the name because I love him, I asked him, so what is your idea about karma and gyan? He says, Pran Govinda, I tell you very straightforward, I have no attraction on this merging idea of gyanis. I said, okay, what about karma? Well, I don't know. I may check up the heaven. I say, okay. Thank you for being honest. But you may get stuck there for a while. Because we like to experience different flavor and emotions. The entangled living being hops from universe or planet to planet, trying to experience what they have. Only when we retire from the frantic search for material enjoyment and redirect our emotion, energies towards a loving relationship with Krishna, we will find our permanent and steady state of being in the real world, the spiritual world. Now the question also in this chapter will be answered. When is the universe created? We found out why it is created, I discussed. Now, when it is created? If we look at the world around us, it is clear that everything functions in cycles. Seasons repeat themselves. Days of the week rotate in sequence, and the sun continually rises and sets. If you think this way, you'll see in this, because each person will speak on a particular sloka, we may get lost. I mean, I may get lost, you may not get lost. But when you think overall picture, is very easy. So the Vedic scripture, Bhagavatam, explained our lives also run in cycle. We are born, we grow, we reproduce, stay for some time, and gradually begin to dwindle. Then finish, die. Only to be reborn and repeat it all over again. This, of course, is known as samsara. If you ever heard that word, we sing every day. Samsara dava nalalira loka. The greater material creation mirrors this cyclical pattern. So the cosmos moves in a succession of a great cycle called Dibba Yugas. And the Vedic text detail the length of this cycle. And you all know, Dapar Yuga, I mean Kali Yuga, Dapar Yuga, Treta Yuga, this is just a multiply. If you put 432,000 years, then it's Kali Yuga. You double it, 864,000 years is Dapara Yuga. You multiply another, adding 432, so 1,296,000 years will be Treta Yuga. Then 1,728,000 years will be Satya Yuga or Krita Yuga. So not only do the ages decline in length, but they decline in spiritual vibrancy and saintly virtuosity. We are currently 3,111 plus 2,022. So you calculate. 5,000 something plus age of Kali Yuga. When this period comes to end, 427,000 years left, a partial destruction takes place and Satya Yuga is re-established. And 71 Dibba Yuga, also in this chapter, you will see details given, makes up the Manantar, 71 Dibba Yuga. Satya Treta Dapar Kali, these four, you multiply by 71, that's called one Manvantar, lifetime of a Manu, who is the father of mankind. And there are 14 Manus in a day of Brahma. And if you calculate, it will come 996, but it says 1,000, means junction, four, in between the yuga changes. Same thing, each day is followed by a night of equal length. This means 1,000 Dibba Yuga cycle, approximately 4.3 billion years, makes up merely one day in the life of Brahma. And each day is followed by night of equal length. And during the night, Brahma sleeps and most planets are submerged in water of devastation. And at the end of the night, Brahma awakens and another day of 1,000 cycles commences. 360 of this day and night make up one Brahma's years. Brahma lives for 100 such years. The time frame are mind boggling. Now, what is the importance of creation? Very quickly. Numerous sections of Srimad Bhagavatam discuss the creation of the material world. It is a topic which is detailed in Cantos 2, right here. 3, 5, and 11, and 12. Why is so much emphasis and prominence given to the subject matter? Because I found few key words. One is Krishna's greatness. This is repeated again and again. When we go through these cantos, we will explore the complexity, intricacy, and extreme vastness of the universal creation. We better appreciate Krishna's greatness in masterminding the whole process. The ingenuity of Krishna's system will allow each of us to enjoy in the spiritual world, while this mammoth task is simultaneously carried out by his expansion and energies. It also demonstrates how far Krishna extends himself out of unlimited compassion to fulfill the aspiration of the living entity. Second point I found, how insignificant we are, minuteness. When confronted by the huge ocean, all these layers, Mother Bhagavati Devi was explaining other day, we naturally feel quite small, isn't it? Similarly, when we begin to comprehend the enormity of the universe, it helps us put our life in perspective. And that's why this canto repeatedly exposed the absurdity of thinking oneself to be to the enjoyer, controller, or center of the universe. Third point I also found, overall confidence. The inquisitive mind, Srila Prabhupada said, will naturally look up at the nighttime sky and wonder, where it all come from? I remember Nalinikanta Prabhu gave class, Bhagavatam class, maybe 12 years back in this same place. And he was saying that he would wonder at night, sleep, look at in the sky. But then when he became a devotee, he was wondering like, I like to dress the deity, but I can't dress the universal form of God. I still remember, it was so interesting the way he said it. So we'll come to this point, how important is bhakti. And for bhakti to flourish, Prabhus and Mothers, here's my request, we need to acknowledge the greatness of Krishna, the insignificance of ourselves, and the possesses unshakable faith in Bhagavatam to make the connection. Thus, the invaluable explanation of the universal creation significantly assists this process. I'll end here. I have a few minutes. I'm surprised that I actually did on time. So that big purport was not there. Good for me. Thank you, Mother Sigurandi. Any comment, Mother Ragatmika Devi, and then we'll come to you, Prabhu.
Prabhu, did you say in the beginning that the Virat Purusha is synonymous with Garbhadakshay Vishnu?
Yes.
Did not we, previously in previous classes, I've heard that Virat Purusha is really just imaginary or at least material? How do you resolve that?
Well, we can look at in Bhagavad Gita 10:41. It says, Jajjat Vibhuti Matsattam Simat Urjitam Evava Tattat Avagachattam Mamatejamsa Sambhava. What is material, what is spiritual? So we can see in the both are in the same place. When we see attractive things, we get attracted. That is material. But when I see the same attractive things, and I see the source of this attractiveness coming, is Krishna, that's spiritual. So is the object of my vision is same? Yeah. Same object I'm looking at. But what is causing material and spiritual is my attitude. So similar way, it is there, but the illusion also given to the soul to see it imaginary. Actually, soul doesn't see imaginary, conditioned soul. The karmi, enjoyer, they see everything is unbelievable. You know, I don't mean to mention, but in a license plate one I saw, too many girls, too little time. And I was thinking like, wow, what imaginary they have. They think they have like unlimited enjoyment. This is what karmi mentality. And jnani, in other words, karmi fantasize everything in this world. It's true. You'll see, I mean, average people. Jnani, those who are wise, little understanding this, they think they just bend in this world. They literally like, doesn't see any connection with Krishna, and they want to restrain. But what is our tendency should be, or our vision should be, utilization. How to utilize everything we see, because everything is connected with Krishna. So we are not a renouncer, we are not an exploiter, we are a utilizer. That's the three vision. Is that okay? Very good, thank you. Yes, Trivikram Prabhu. I have to end in 2 minutes because I have a call. I have to call someone waiting.
Even though the Virata is said to be imaginary, also Lord Krishna manifested the form. I mean, we actually saw it, you know. Well, Arjuna saw the Virata, you know, and then he came to his senses. Anyhow, my question is, from our calculation, there's 6 manu have passed and we are on the 7th, which means that this world is close to 2 billion years. But from a scientific perspective, it's 4.5 billion years. I mean, have you ever thought about that difference? How
we are follower of Bhagavatam.
Reconcile that.
No, we are follower of Bhagavatam. We are not competing with scientists. Well, the purpose of Bhagavatam is to rectify our mistake. That's not the purpose of scientists. Purpose of Bhagavatam to reform our character, attitude, service attitude, and absorb in Krishna. What Bhagavatam says, we take it 100%. What scientists saying, their own way, let them do whatever they're doing. People are doing. 3.26, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, don't disturb them. You read that sloka, Krishna says, don't disrupt. They are doing what they are doing. If they confront with us, then we talk.
Yeah, but then they usually dismiss us as the mythical or something else, you know, because...
Yeah, I mean, but we don't need to fight or point finger to somebody, whoever, what. We try to uplift their consciousness. Only way you can do, like I tell you example, Radhanath Maharaj was told by these devotees that this professor, he is a very genius on the physics. He's a scientist who talks about the cosmology and everything. But he doesn't like the Hare Krishnas. So Maharaj actually did a very challenging thing. I was very moved by it. He went to him, he said, sir, would you mind of taking a cookie? My mother made it. And you know, scientist looked at him. Really, your mother made it? He said, yes. She will be very happy if you take one. And he took it. Until that day, no devotee could give him because they are going by imposing, you know, like an importance of prasad. So later on asked Maharaj, but your mother didn't make it? He said, all the ladies are my mother. Isn't some Mataji made it? He said, that's true. So he's not lying, it's true. So like that. we have to benefit them, Krishna consciousness. We're not here to challenge the scientists. I'm not trying to put you down or anybody.
Well,
but we, our business is not to put down anybody. Our business is to manifest Krishna mercy to them. We have to learn the art how to do it. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bancha kalpataru vishya kipasindu bhaivacha. Patitanam pavunibho vaishnavibho namo namaha.